from the altar, daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. You'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar, daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Malabi is here again.
Praise God. Good morning or good day. The power of His glory, the precious ointment of the Lord, shall make you different in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, if He is with you, nobody will be against you. He will tarry with you today. The Lord will be with you today. As you are referencing God, giving God praise and glory, the Lord of hosts will abide with you in Jesus' mighty name. Your life shall be meaningful in Jesus' name. That is done. Today, I want us to see the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 16 and 17. It reads, and Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. 17. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Amen. Jacob had a dream. He slept in a particular place, and when he woke up, he noticed that that place has been a very sanctified place, a place of reference, a place of honor, a place of lifting. And the Bible said in verse 18, and Jacob rose up in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it up for a pillar and pour oil upon the top of it. 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Brethren, let us look at it. How do you reference the house of God? How do you sanctify the place? What type of worship are you giving to the Lord? How are you magnifying the place of God? The church, the temple, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, or simply means the place of worship. How do you reference God in your place of worship? How are you doing it? Most of us, we just come to the church and see church as any other place. You see church as a disco hall, as an event center. No, it's more than that. When your heart is right in worshiping God, it's not the structure we are talking about, but the gathering of the people and the place that has been designated or sanctified for that purpose of worship and praising God. Look at it. Jacob lieth down and he used a stone as a pillow, but he had a dream. And when he woke up, he sanctified the place. He anointed the place and he called the place Bethel. That means the Lord is here. But how far? Most of us, we believe that we have arrived. We come to the church anyhow. We don't reference God. No purification. We do anyhow. Brethren, it's more than that. The church is a place of honor. The tabernacle is a place of worship. The sanctuary is a place of praise. Brethren, how far have we gone? God has a place that has been designated for praise and worship. You can't do all manner of things that we are doing in the church with those that are worshiping idols, where they have erected their altar. You don't go on messing it up. Christians, let us watch it. Look at Exodus chapter 3 verse 5. It reads, and he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Church is the holy ground. Brethren, today some of us, we committed errors, iniquities, mistakes and the likes. Little things. Some will come to the church, eating in the church, doing all manner of things. It is not done. Let us reference God more. Let us reference God. The more you reference God, the more He listens to us. The Lord has been talking to me about the sanctuary. That's why I'm bringing this to you. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 3. If you look at that place very well, it says, then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord speaks, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Leviticus 10, 3. The Lord wants us to sanctify ourselves before we get closer to Him, before we come to the sanctuary. How are you approaching God? What are your do's and don'ts in the presence of God? Brethren, let us get used to the principles. God is holy. He told Moses here, and Moses said it unto Aaron, that the Lord said, sanctify yourself. We cannot just do it anyhow and expect glorious results. No, it won't be done. If you are a Christian, you believe in Christ, how do you serve God? Do you raise an altar in your house? Do you have a place of worship? Or when you are coming for service, how do you see it? Does it have any meaning to you? Or you just believe it's one of those things? Just let's get there. Brethren, is more than that. Let us sanctify ourselves every time we are coming to His presence to have speedy answers to our prayers. Most of us, these little things hinder our prayers. But I pray that the Lord will give us better understanding or more understanding about this in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, let me stop here today. And by the special grace of God, I continue with it tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when you'll be hearing from me, I say, the power of His grace shall abide with you. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments and testimonies, contact us on +234-90-380-2140 or +234-80-56-16-7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.